numbers on the line, just hit *1 on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches. And we were able to get in touch with Villanova head coach Mark Ferrante, and we expect to have him on the call at 12:10 this afternoon after Rob Ambrose. So if you're holding for Coach Ferrante, stay with us at 12:10, and he'll join the call then. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Sig.
Good morning, Rob.
Another exciting Saturday in Elon. This one 33-30 in double overtime against Towson, a game that went back and forth. Give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Well, it was almost like four different games in one. It was almost hard to explain. Now, we got off to a slow start. Towson came in. They played really well. They played hard. I was impressed. We've run three plays on offense, and we're down 10-0. And, and then we scored 27 straight points, and we're up 27-10, with about 12 minutes to go in the game, and got a lot of momentum, and really have missed out on some opportunities, really, to even extend the lead further. And to Towson's credit, they came roaring back, and, we muffed a punt snap, dropped a snap, and before you know it, they're driving in potentially to win the game at the end, and, we're able to force it to overtime, and we made the plays in double overtime, blocked the field goal, kicked the field goal, won the game. So I think there was some good, bad, and ugly in there. And, I've been talking to the team quite a bit about, we're capable of playing at another level, and I do believe we are, and I think the players believe that also. I thought we were going to kind of get that at the end of the game, kind of a decisive victory. But it was a little bit like Charleston Southern early in the year. We imploded somewhat, and fortunately we had enough resiliency to hold them off, and then in the overtime we kind of regrouped and gained our poise and made some really good plays there, and won the game.
How much of that resiliency have you seen grow throughout the year, not only just the being down 10-0 on homecoming early on, and then, as you say, to see, Towson certainly had a lot of momentum heading into the overtime period when you guys were able to step up. How much have you seen that part of this team grow as this winning streak continues?
Quite a bit. I mean, it's hard for me to put my finger on it totally, but, there's no doubt the belief and confidence are there that we're going to find a way to get it done at the end. And I do believe that our players believe that there's another level we're capable of playing at. And I think that's the goal, is to achieve that level. And, this one's Saturday. They had so much momentum at the end of regulation. Third and one ball in about the 12, and, we hold them to a field goal. And somehow we found sort of that extra bit of gas in our tank, to get it done.
We're here with Elon head coach Kurt Cignetti. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. We got a couple in queue if you'll get this for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Sports Radio Baltimore.
Hi, Coach Kurt. How you doing?
I'm well.
Just talk about JMU. What type of, how good is their defense? I know they're very good and they won 21 in a row. Have you ever seen that? I know you spent some time in Alabama with other, with Nick Saban. Do you think that JMU squad could actually compete against, an Alabama if they had an opportunity to play them down the road? You never know.
Well, I can't really comment on that because we play New Hampshire this week, and I really haven't watched JMU.
Okay.
So I think next week I probably can comment on that. I know that they have a great football team and some very impressive numbers, but I haven't really watched JMU.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I forgot New Hampshire. So just talk about New Hampshire. Their quarterback tonight, how good is he?
He's really good. I mean, he can beat you with his arm, beat you with his legs. I think they got a nice scheme. They do a great job of coaching. He's got good weapons, especially at receiver. The running backs run hard. The line has gotten better. He's a very impressive player. They're playing extremely well right now. They've got great tradition. I think they've been to 13 or 14 straight playoffs. It's going to be a tremendous challenge.
Well, good luck this week. Sorry about that. Good luck this week.
That's okay. Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Brett Freelander with North State General.
Hey, Kurt. Have you ever heard of a team before that's 8-1 that's been outscored by its opponents during the season? And is there any kind of rhyme or reason as to why you guys seem to be so good in close games and have a knack for pulling them out like you have?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I have or not, really. They don't really keep those statistics. You know, you read conference standings, wins and losses, and polls, top 25, and so on. I mean, we played a really good Toledo team in our first game, and the game really ended up was a lot closer than the score ended up being. And, you know, I think our team has a great mindset, and, you know, at the end of these games, when they're close, we believe we're going to find a way. We play with great poise, get 11 guys doing their job, you know, kind of playing it like it's nothing, and, you know, 8 straight wins. So now what I'd like to see us do in, you know, about 3 of these games, we've had the opportunity to maybe win by 10, 14, 17 points. I'd like to see us take that step. But right now we'll take the result, certainly.
Is there concern that, you know, the more you guys take it down to the wire like this, eventually the law of averages is going to catch up and the other team's going to score last?
I don't really think that way. I mean, we just prepare daily the best we can to put ourselves in the best position for success, you know, try to have a great Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, et cetera. And, you know, we're 8-1. That's our body of work. You know, we're getting ready to play New Hampshire, who's a great football team. And we have to have a great day of preparation today to put ourselves in the best position against them. I think when these games go down to the wire, you know, last 3-4 minutes, what have you, our guys have a tremendous degree of confidence that they're going to make the play, and they've proven that they can and will make the play.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Kurt, 2 backs over 100 yards, the first time at Elon since 09, and Breland Cyphers, who was our conference rookie of the week, 129 yards and a touchdown, and another strong game from Deshaun McNair with 107. Are those guys similar type runners, or what do you like about being able to alternate them, and how are they a little different?
You know, they are fairly similar, built similar. Breland's maybe a little faster. Deshaun is a little more slippery, you know, maybe break a tackle or two, but a fairly similar running style, and, you know, we want to play them both and try to keep them both fresh. And, you know, they had 40 carries between them. Deshaun had 26 and Breland had 14, so they've done a good job. You know, our line played well, opened some nice holes for them, and you know, our pass game was clicking again, and which helps your run game.
Before I let you go, just switching to the defensive side of the ball, and Chris Blair came up big, not only the 7 tackles, but a huge sack there in the overtime, and then an interception. Just talk about his performance and coming up with some key plays for you.
Yeah, well, he's been really consistent all year long. He's been a really good player for us, one of our leaders. You know, he's really put 2 really good games in a row together. You know, big sack at the end, like you said, and the interception. And, you know, I just think the guys in the back end really look up to him, you know, for leadership, and he's provided it all year long. He's been extremely consistent. You know, got to be one of the top defensive guys in the conference, I would think.
All right, Kurt, thanks as always for the time this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.